こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。マイケル、トイレから帰ってきたよね。
ただいま。
1個目、カリフォルニア在住の女性ジョーダン・ベラマイヤーさん加盟が HTC Vive の Vive だよね、
Vive
のバーチャルリアリティシステムで Quiver というゲームをプレイしていたところ、知らない男性プレイヤーから強制わいせつ被害を受けました。 Quiver では他のプレイヤーの頭と手の動きが見えるようになっており、プレイヤー同士会話もできます。男性プレイヤーはジョーダンさんの真正面に来て、ジョーダンさんの胸の位置に手を置き、胸を揉むような仕草を繰り返しました。ジョーダンさんはやめるように言いましたが、男性がやめなかったため、ゲーム内の他の場所に逃げましたが、男性は追いかけてきて、胸をつかむ仕草や股間を触るような仕草を繰り返しました。ジョーダンさんは以下のように語っています。もちろん実際に体を触られているわけではないのですが、ものすごく怖かったです。実生活でも知らない人から無理やり体を触られたことがありますが、それと似たような感覚を味わいました。
A woman in California named Jordan Bellemeyer claims to have been sexually harassed by a male player while playing a game called Quiver in HTC Vive's virtual reality system. In Quiver, players can see other players' heads and hands, and they are able to talk to each other via a headset. During the game, a male player came up to Jordan and placed his hand where her breasts would be and began to pretend to feel them. Jordan asked the player to stop and tried to run away, but he followed her and also pretended to touch her crotch. Jordan described the incident as follows. Of course, you're not physically being touched, just like you're not actually 100 feet off the ground, but it's still scary as hell. I've been groped in real life, once in a Starbucks in broad daylight. I know what it's like to happen in person.
そう、 VR だからもちろん自分のキャラクターが客観的に見えているわけじゃなくて、こう自分がゲームの中にいるように目線がもうそのままゲームの視点になってるわけなんだけど、あの彼女も VR のゲームやったことがない人にとってはこれを聞いてもすごいバカみたいに聞こえるかもしれないけど、やったことある人は多分分かってくれるはずって言っていて、確かにそのすごい高いところに崖の端っこに立つとかさ、 VR でもできるじゃん、そうすると偽物って分かってるのにやっぱり落ちちゃいそうな感覚になったりとか、まあかなりリアルだから。
Did you see the rock climbing video? This guy is like rock climbing in virtual reality.
No.
And he reaches for the next rock.
Yeah.
And he misses.
Okay.
And then he realizes he's about to fall, so he puts his hands out in front of him.
Yeah.
And the guy just face plants in real life because he thinks he can like lean on the wall.
Ah, そかそかそか。
But there's no wall.
Mm.
He was just kind of clicking the trigger thing as he grabs each rock.
Ah, そかそか。 そう、忘れちゃうんだよね、自分がどの部屋にいるかっていうのを。
It's completely immersive.
そう、だから前に伊集院さんもラジオで言ってたけど、こう最後バーチャルリアリティの中で目の前に机があって、立とうと思ってよっこいしょって机に手をつきそうになっちゃうみたいな、だから本当何もない部屋にいるっていうのを忘れちゃうから、確かにその全然知らない人が自分の目の前に来て、で彼の声はもちろんヘッドフォンから聞こえているから人間っていう感じもするし、で逃げても追いかけてくるとかめちゃくちゃ怖いよね。
Well, do you think this would bother you in
yes.
VR?
You yes.
think so?But you can't see your body in the VR.
No, でも目の前に知らない人が来て全然避けてくれないとかさ、逃げても追いかけてくるとか、でしかもそういう性的な、なんか。
I don't understand why she didn't just take the headset off.
まあね。でもさ、だってそのためにゲームやめるのも嫌じゃん。と思って、まあ他のとこに行けば追いかけて、でも追いかけてこないだろうなと思ったんじゃない?いや怖いよ普通に。なんかその性的な風に、だから電話とか昔よくあったじゃん、いたずら電話でパンツ何履いてるのとかさ、
yeah.
あれも別にこう実際触られたりしてるわけじゃないし、誰かも分かんないけど、すごい怖いわけよやられた方は、なんかそれと似た感覚じゃない。でもこの偉いのはこの Quiver の、 デベロッパーが結構すぐに対処して、 この近くに手が自分のキャラクターのあまりにも近くに誰かが手を置いたらその手が見えなくなるような仕様にして、さらに何度もそうやって嫌がらせしてくる相手のことは見えないように消せるっていう機能を追加したんだって。
Are they still? They're still there. They're just invisible.
Yeah, they're invisible.
Then it's like that creepy movie. What was it called?
Invisible. Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin yeah. Bacon.
そうね。ただ何をしても相手からは反応を得られないわけだから、全然嬉しくないじゃん。
It's funny because from the guy's perspective, there's nothing there. I mean, he's not. There's nothing there. There's no body. There's no crotch. There's no breasts. There's.
でもなんかさ、
he was probably just trolling.
でもさ、こう受け取る側にしたらその辺に胸が確かにあるわけだし、嫌だろうなっていうのは想像できるから、それを多分楽しんでたんじゃない。でも確かに VR でセクハラとかってあんまり考えたことなかったけど、全然ありえるよね。
But it's super common in current video games, online video games.
そう、それはね。でも VR だともっとリアルだから怖いじゃん。こうやって追いかけてきたりとかさ。
Yeah.
なんかあの普通のゲームだと自分のキャラが追いかけられてるとかだとさ、まあ別にそんな自分って感じしないけど、まだ VR だと。本当にまさに自分が追いかけられて自分が何かされてるっていうさ感覚があるから怖いよ。この間やってきたよね、あのお台場のジョイポリスのさ、
It was cool.
なんだっけ、ゼロラテンシーの、
yeah.
あのシューティングの VR のやつね、ちょっと広めの部屋で歩き回れるっていうやつ。
It was pretty trippy to walk around or to move that much.Without、ね、actually seeing what's in the room.
そう、本当に自分が何の部屋にいるか完全に忘れるよね。
I was thinking about, I was remembering doing that.
Yeah.
And my brain treated the memories as something I actually did.
そうだね。
Like, oh yeah, yeah, we went and we shot zombies and
そうだね。
Like, you know, I don't really, the memory、yeah. itself doesn't seem like a game.
そうだね、確かにね。
So it's almost like it's a,If, depending on what the memory was, it could almost blend into my life and I wouldn't,、yeah. I might even forget that, oh yeah, that was in VR. My bad.
でもだからこそこういうセクハラされたりすると本当に嫌な気持ちになるっていうかさ。
Yeah, I mean, I think she seems kind of sensitive. I think a lot of girls would just be like, come on.
Yeah,
でも
ね。
You're an idiot. Come on, right?
いやでも怖いよ普通に。でなんか変なこと言われたりとかしたら、なんか楽しみに、何、楽しむためにゲームしてるのに、そので女性ってやっぱりさ、普通の世界でもそうやって痴漢されたりとかさあるわけ で自分の家の中ではそんなこと危険があるって思わなくてさ、すごくリラックスしてゲームしてる時にまでそんな被害に遭うって結構最悪だよ女性からしたら。
It's weird in virtual realityPeople can shoot you in the fucking head. All this crazy stuff is going on. You're killing animals, whatever it is. And nobody is really reacting to any of that negatively whatsoever. But a hand floats near your crotch and it's like, it's too real.
Because this is more like a personal attack. You
yeah,
know?
But don't you think it's interesting how like, I mean, she may have been shooting people in the head 5 seconds before this.
Well, this is a zombie game, so,
yeah, so
she wasn't really shooting other players, you know?
It's people's loved ones that have been infected.
Yeah, but they're not real. She's real, you know?
Yeah.
So...
I went and tried the HTC Vive again, demo.
Oh, okay.
They updated stuff. And they had some pretty interesting ones. I did this roller coaster one.
Oh, okay.
Which was pretty crazy. I almost fell out of my chair. Because you have to like lean to dodge these bombs and stuff. And you get super into it. And you can't really feel the difference between... I mean, there's no G-forces and stuff. But because you have to lean to dodge stuff, it kind of distracts you from the fact that you're not moving on the roller coaster. And it makes it feel more real. And... I played the new zombie game.
Okay.
Where you have a knife and the knife is crazy because normally in a video game when you stab, it's just like one motion
yeah.
every time, right?
Yeah.
But this knife was like, I can do anything with it. If I had knife skills, they would actually work. I don't have knife skills.
I see.
But it's like where you cut the zombie gets cut.
そっか.
It's pretty intense.
あれ見た、プレステのバイオハザードの VR のデモ。なんかデモの中でゾンビは出てこないんだけど、キッチンっていうタイトルで出てて、なんか人が死んだんだってみたいな噂の部屋に入っていって、キッチンをなんか漁ってるんだけど自分が。めっちゃ怖い。超リアル。なんか冷蔵庫を開けるときに、さっと開かないじゃん冷蔵庫、なんかガクンってなってから開くじゃん、ちょっとだけ、わかる、なんか磁石の力みたいな、それとかももう再現されてるし、あんなの一人で家でやったらおしっこちびるよ絶対。
Yeah, I got pretty scared at one point in that zombie game because I got attacked from behind.
Yeah,
because I come from like all directions and I justI heard it like right in my ear. And so I like, I don't know what I did, but I freaked out and I spun around really fast.
Yeah.
And just by spinning around, I like, just on accident, my knife like chopped the zombie's head off.
Oh, lucky.
And I didn't know what was going on. I was just like,
what?
My heart rate was so high. And this is with me trying to calm myself down. Like, you're in virtual reality.
Yeah.
Chill out. It's...None of this is real. But once the zombie gets right up in your face, you kind of like...
Freak out.
You know, when we were doing the zero latency thing,
yeah.
the moderator or whoever, the people managing were like, 落ち着いて。大丈夫だよ。走らなくていいとか。Like the whole time, they're trying to calm people down.
だって多分テンパりすぎる人がいるんだろうね。だってあれなんて正直そのグラフィックがすごいいいわけじゃないじゃん。
Yeah.
でもやっぱりこう、予期せぬところからゾンビが来たりとかさ、知らない間に後ろに回り込まれてたりとかすると、私もキャーとかさ、声が出ちゃうもんね。
Yeah. It's still real. It's just real with shitty graphics, if that makes sense.
そうだね。楽しいけどね。でもこの間マイケルに言ったけど、その13歳以下の子供は VR やっちゃいけないっていう。
Yeah, their heads explode. Or wait, no, their eyes cross.
そう、目が救世写真になっちゃうっていう。結構怖いよね、その。
But what if you're 14 but you have weak eyes?
だからね、ね、その13歳っていうのもどこまでバッファーを入れてるのかわかんないけど、まだだから目がちゃんと育ってない、フルに発達してない状態でやると危ないらしいよ。だから、
But they let the kids do the magic eye thing like from super young. You know magic eye?
No.
It was likeMagic Eye. It's like this big red book with full print pages with optical illusions in it.
Okay.
And you have to cross your eyes slightly. And then all of a sudden you'll see something
inside
this illusory image. It'll be a tiger or something.
私あれできたことないんだよね。
Really?
え、あのぐしゃぐしゃってやつでしょ。あの、
yeah.
ぐしゃっていう画像を見て、こう目を寄せ、寄り目にすると見えるやつ。あれ昔いっぱいあったよね。最近見ないけど。
Yeah, I don't know what happened to all that stuff.
あんま目に良くないのかもね。確かに子供
とか。Too many kids were cross-eyed.
Hmm.
This one VR that I tried at HTC, they had this whole setup there with like this metal platform on the ground and a fan and like all this stuff to make it seem real.
Okay.
So basically.You get into an elevator, well, you put the VR on, then you get into an elevator, and you have a gun, and it takes you to the roof of this building, and you're shooting drones out of the air. And then there's this little, little walkway
yeah.
extending out from the building.
Hi, 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 hi.
Like you're walking along a crane or something almost.
それ見たことある。
And so at some point, you have to walk out onto this thing.
Yeah.
And I was surprised how much I hesitated to step out. I was yeah. like, I don't know. I'm like looking around really, I'm just, it's hard not to be skeptical. I mean, if you fall off, you feel like you're going to die, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the fan is, there's this fan blowing wind and like all this stuff to make it seem real. Mm. And you have to cross this thing and like grab onto this ladder, which is hanging from a helicopter and it's going to,carry you away.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of potential for setting up real environments that are coordinated with the VR experience.
そうだね。
It gets really weird. Like, really real feeling.
I bet. Yeah. なんかこれもさ、伊集院さんが前言ったけど、なんかタイヤがついてる椅子に
Wheelchair?
No, no, no. Like, こういう、あの、足に、oh. 可動式の椅子
Okay.
に自分が座っててそのモデレーターの人が椅子を動かしてくれるんだって、
hmm.
でこう仰いでくれたりとかして風が来るように、mm. それだけでもかなり違うって言ってた、
mm.
だから誰かが後ろに立って押してくれてるって分かってるはずなのにやっぱそれを忘れちゃうっていう
It's fun
次赤ちゃんの 1.7% つまり年間200万人の赤ちゃんが染色体ホルモン、性器の観点から性別が明確でないインターセックスで生まれてきます。インターセックスの特徴を持つ人々は赤毛の人と同程度の割合で存在していますが、認知度が低いため、国連は昨日オンラインプラットフォームを立ち上げました。インターセックスの赤ちゃんが生まれた時に親が驚いたり混乱した結果、医療的緊急事態であるという勘違いから医者が進めるままに手術を受けさせることが多い現状にあります。実際に医療的理由から手術が必要なケースも稀にありますが、ほとんどは単に見た目を変えるための手術です。手術はリスクが高く、その結果慢性的な痛みのほか、性器の感覚を失ったり、ホルモンバランスが崩れ、うつ病などで苦しむ人々が数百万人いると想定されています。
1.7% of babies, or 2 million babies per year, are born with intersex traits, or chromosomes, hormones, and genitalia that are not distinctively of one sex or another. People with intersex traits are about as common as redheaded people, but awareness is low. Yesterday, the UN launched an online platform to change this. When intersex babies are born, parents are often confused and shocked, misunderstanding the situation as a medical emergency, and often following through withsurgical recommendations made by doctors. While there are cases in which surgical intervention is recommended, in most cases the procedures are aesthetic. These procedures are often risky and can result in long-term pain, loss of sensation, and hormonal problems. It is estimated that there are millions of people who suffer from unnecessary medical interventions into intersex traits.
So, なんかインターセックスって一言で言ってもこう一つにくくれないぐらい幅広くて、
hmm.
その、まあ、性器の形だけを見てはだから決められないんだよね女性か男性かっていうのが、
hmm.
だその組み合わせがあの何内性器外性器で遺伝子とかの組み合わせがこう全部が男性全部が女性みたいに揃ってない、
hmm.
だから例えば完全に女性に見えるし本人も女性っていう自覚があってでも遺伝子で見ると男性だったりとかそういうこともある、
はあ、
だからでその組み合わせは本当に人それぞれだからインターセックスっていう言葉でまあ一括りにしていいのかっていうぐらいだと思うんだけど多分だから、まあ、最近あのまあ LGBT とかあの、まあ、asexual とか、まあ、あと単に女装好きな人もいればトランスジェンダーもいればあのジェンダーフルイッドの人もいればとか、まあ、ネットがあるおかげで人間もいろんな種類があってただただ性器だけを見てとかこう外側だけを見てあ男と女みたいなこう他人が見て決められることではないっていうのは分かってきたんだけどだからこれもそのあんまり認知されてないから日本も結構その美容的な意味だけで手術をしてしまうことが多いんだって、
hmm.
そうするとその本人が後々にどっちの性別を自覚するかが分かんないじゃん赤ちゃんの時ってその時にどっちかに寄せて手術してしまうことによって後でアイデンティティが崩壊したりとかそういうこともあり得るわけだからだからその実際に自分たちがインターセックスであのアクティビストとして活動してる人たちは赤ちゃんの時に必要もないのにあの手術をするべきではないっていうふうに言ってるんだよね、
yeah.
それのために苦しむ人がいっぱいいるから、
well, that sort of discussion has come up quite a bit on the topic of circumcision
あそうねそう、それも本当にそう
because a lot of research has suggested that circumcision cutting off the foreskin of a baby's penis is actually traumatic, and it's so traumatic that it can there's higher rates of autism in people who are circumcised. Possibly for that reason. You shouldn't experience something that traumatic during such a sensitive developmental period. And I think those studies on the possible negative consequences of circumcision also apply to these procedures that are being performed on intersex
そうなんか、
babies.
あの、female circumcision とか、女性の性器の一部を切り取る文化のところとかの被害に遭ってる女性の話とかを聞いてもやっぱりそのすごく神経が密集しているし手術が難しいからこう変に切り取ったりとか何とかすることによって本当にあのセックスできてもできなくなっちゃうとかもうすごい激痛とか、
うん、
あのそれは一生残ってしまうからあのそう見た目をなんかこう普通っていう考えにとらわれて普通にしなくちゃみたいな、
yeah.
そういうなんかソーシャルプレッシャーがあってあのもうすぐに手術をしてしまうっていうことが多いらしい
Yeah, and that social pressure is the same thing behind male circumcision, female circumcision and intersex surgical intervention. It's all the same thing. Sometimes in medical situations you should, you know, not value cultural standards so much. Sometimes health and other things are a bit more important.
だから今までネットもなかったからそのすごく単純に人類って男性と女性みたいな、でこうカップルって言えば男性と女性みたいなさ、なんかすごく単純な理解でここまでやってきて、でも今こうやっていろんな声があって分かってきたから、なんかこうなんていうのみんなの認識をアップデートしていかないといけないというかさ、その今までは知らないからそういう人たちをに疎外感を与えちゃってたみたいなとか、こう分からないからこうやって手術しちゃったりとか、でもそういう言い訳がもうできないというかさ。
Well, part of the issue is we just live in a society that is so conformist and so intolerant of people with differences. People are judged and parents know that, and soThey really do factor that in. Sometimes it's the most important factor, is just how others perceive or might treat your child. So, there are definitely things to weigh on both sides here.
ね、だからなんかジェンダーフルイドの人なんてその自分は男性でも女性でもないとか、まあその人によってはだからどっちよりみたいな人もいるじゃん。だから体は関係なくてどっちかといえば男性よりとか、どっちかといえば女性よりとか、それって別にどっちかに決めなくていいというか、本人がそう思うならそれでいいわけじゃん本来は。
Yeah, it's none of our business.
そう。
right?
本当にそう。
Certainly none of my business.
だから、でもこういうふうになんか実際にそういうなんかこう子供の頃に手術を受けさせられちゃって苦しんでる人とかが声を上げてくれてるわけだから。それはいいことだよね。こうみんなもそれを聞いて、ああそういうことがあるんだみたいな。でそれによって自分の子供がそうやって生まれてきた時にもフリークアウトして、ああどうしようとかならないわけじゃん。分かってさえいれば、知ってさえいれば事前に。だから、awareness って大事ですよね。
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know, then you can't make an informed decision.
なんか最近日本のテレビも、right? あのカバちゃんって知ってる？あのこうずっと何お姉芸人みたいな感じでやってきてたんだけど、あのまあトランスジェンダーで、で最近手術を性転換手術して法的に名前も変えてとかやってて、でまああのなんていうの面白おかしく自分の体験を話してくれてるわけよねテレビとかで、
mm-hmm.
でそうするとみんなもこうタブー視せずに聞けるじゃん。だからこの間面白いなと思ったのはその男性器を切り落とすってことは尿道が短くなるってことじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だからおしっこを我慢しようって思った時にその短くなってることを体は認識してないからまだだからまだ我慢できると思ってると出ちゃうみたいな。わかる？
わかんないけど。
Like you're...
Sure.
It's shorter.
Yeah.
So you think you're holding your pee.
Yeah.
But then it's coming out because this much of your new... What's that? Urine road? How do you call it?
Urethra?
Yeah. Doesn't exist anymore.
Urine road? What?
We call it urine road in Japanese. Urine? Yes. Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. But your body is not really aware of it.
Hmm.
Because it's like a habit, you know?
Well, the body's expecting a penis to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's designed that way. So,
she thinks that she can hold longer, but then it's coming out.
Hmm.
And she was like, it's a funny story, you know? She was just telling that to make people laugh. And these things, you know, it's like these people like sharing these stories, you know? Then people can understand and mm-hmm. make it not like a taboo anymore.
It's still very much a kind of a novelty thing on television in Japan.
And yeah, it's kind of, and that's not good, but then it's better than nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure like sadly, maybe a lot of people are still like, oh, you know, it's something to see on TV. Not mm-hmm. that I see from my son or my daughter, but maybe it comes as less shocking if you've seen it on TV before, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, so part of it that's kind of weird to me is I've met people who are transvestites or transgenders, whichever the politically correct term is, but they don't all behave this way. People that have had gender reassignment. There's kind of a stereotypical, it's like gay people and the stereotype with gay people's behavior, you know.
Flamboyant.
Kind of, yeah. So there's like a weird dissonance that happens when you meet people that are really normal but have that situation.
So, でもなんか最近ね、日本の映画で、なんだっけ?え、なんだっけ?怒りっていうのを見た時に、あの俳優の妻夫木聡さんがゲイの役だったんだけど、あのなんていうの、その本当に超フランボエな感じじゃなくて、全然こういうゲイの友達いるっていう感じのだったから、なんか日本のメディアも変わって、ポップカルチャーも変わってきてるかなと思った。だからゲイといえばなんか本当におねえ言葉みたいなっていうわけじゃないじゃんだって。全然
there's a word for that too. What was that? It's like gay bear or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like manly gay people?
More like a chubby, not chubby,
because being gay doesn't mean you can't be manly, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. You can be anything and be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。まあだから本当見た目じゃわかんない。あとなんか絶対この人ゲイっぽいと思っても全然ゲイじゃない人もいるしね。むしろ。わかる?
Well, you never know, but yeah.
で、結婚して子供いたりとかしてさ。
Well, there's a lot of straight people that act straight that are gay.
Right. そうだからわかんないよね。そんな本当。
Yeah, nobody knows shit.
So,
about what people are feeling inside or what their gender identity is or who they're attracted to or whatever.
だからなんかこうやっぱり利便性からこれまでだから男性トイレ女性トイレとかしなくちゃいけないとかさ、こう戸籍とかで管理するためにとか、まあ、法律とかっていうことでそういうふうにこうなんかカテゴライズしてこう数を少なく見せてきちゃったっていうかさ、
mm-hmm.
でもなんかそんなに人間ってシンプルじゃないよね。多分。
Yeah.
もういろんな種類の人がいて、そっちの方が面白いよね。
Well, we're all individuals.
Yeah.
So, to categorize anyone as anything is kind of speculative.
そうだね。次。学会誌 e-biomedicine。に掲載された研究で19歳から25歳のアマチュアサッカー選手に普段の練習と同じ要領でヘディングの練習をしてもらい練習前と後の脳の変化を計測しました。 10分間で20回のヘディングを行った直後、短期的記憶と長期的記憶の両方が 67% 程度低下していました。この変化は24時間以内には元に戻っていましたが、何度も繰り返し積み重なることで経年のダメージがある可能性があると専門家が指摘しています。今年5月に学会誌 Frontiers in Neurology に掲載された研究では、サッカー選手は脳皮質が薄くなっており、認知機能に低下が見られるという結果のほか、ヘディング後に分子マーカーでチェックすると、大幅に脳へのダメージが見受けられるという実験結果も公開されました。
In a study published in eBioMedicine, the memory performance of amateur soccer players aged 19 to 25 was measured both before and after soccer practice in which players practiced heading the ball. Immediately following 10 minutes of practice in which the ball was headed 20 times by each player, measurements found a 67% decrease in memory performance. While the memory deficit subsided after 24 hours, repeated trauma from headers could cause damage in the long term. Research published in Frontiers of Neurology in May found that soccer players had a thinner cortex and diminished cognitive function. Furthermore, when researchers checked the brain with molecular markers following headers, they found significant evidence of brain damage.
そう、サッカーって世界で2億6500万人がプレイしていると言われていて、
It's a lot of headers.
そうで、1ゲームあたり平均6回から12回のヘディングをしてる。
でプロの position, but...
そうね。でプロとかになると、もちろんそのヘディングする時のボールのスピードももっと速いから、インパクトも大きい頭への。だからどうなんでしょうねみたいなことが書いてあった。
Have you ever done it?
ヘディングしたことない。
Not even once?
多分生まれてから一回もない。だってサッカーをしたことがない。
Well, that's a good thing.
そうね、バレーボールとかはやったけど、
But it doesn't really hit your head, right?
頭には当たんないね。しかもあのボールが結構なんていうの、軽いじゃない、バレーボールって。だって指でこう、トスとかしなくちゃいけないから、だからまあ頭に当たったとしてもそんなに別に痛いとかではないよね。
People get hit with baseballs in the head. I've gotten hit in the head with a baseball, like,
well,
really hard, like a line drive.
デッドボールみたいなこと。
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a real field. When you're a little close to the pitch or the batter, it's dangerous.
Right.
Yeah, heading. Yeah, I was going to soccer practice during the summer.
Ah, okay. じゃあめっちゃヘディングしてた?
Yeah, we would do all that stuff. We would do corner practice and... And it was like hardcore. The coach was super strict. It'd be like raining and cold, and we're outside, and everyone's just he would just take a ball and just throw it at your chest, and you over and over and over, and then yeah. I'm sure there was heading practice in there, but my memory has been affected. But I just remember. Yeah, it feels like.You feel it. You really feel it. If you take a header and you're hitting it back the direction the ball came from.
サッカーってさ、すねのプロテクターをつけてるじゃん。あと、ボールも守ってる?
No.
あ、守ってないんだ。
I don't think so. I mean, I guess you could. You could wear a cup if you want. I don't think people generally do.
そっか。じゃあ、基本的にすねしか守られてないってこと?
Yeah, and I don't know why they wear shin guards. Like, those are useless. You don't need that. What, you're gonna...
痛いから?
Well, look at kickboxing.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, soccer is not supposed to be combat.
But still, like, I don't know. If you wear shin pads, it's kind of weak. But yeah, if you... I remember heading the ball and you feel it. I don't know how to describe what it feels like.But your vision is like affected for a split second if it's like a hard one. And sometimes if you're like the goalie, people will just slam the ball like and it just hits you right in the head.
Right, right.
I mean, stuff happens. You get elbowed in the head. Yeah. People get hit
その感覚はわかる。あのヘディングしたことないけど、ブランコ後ろ向きに落ちたりとか、ブリッジしようと、ブリッジからなんかしようとして頭思いっきり打ったりとかしたことあるから、それダサい、yeah. ダサいけど、でもそういう時も結構さ、こうすごい硬いとこに打ったりすると、やっぱりなんかこうビーンってなんかさ変な風になるじゃん。
Snowboarding is a major, major one.
ああ、そうだね。
And the season's coming up, so.
そうだね。スノボ行く人骨とか折れないように、あと頭ね。
It's your head. It's so.
私もスノボでね、思いっきり後頭部打ったことある。その時もビーンってなった。だからスノボは、そうね。
I knocked myself out snowboarding, and I woke up. There was a trail of blood, and I had double vision for like 2 days.
What?
Yeah, I had to get a CAT
scan. どっから血出たの?
My head.
What?
Yeah, and I still don't remember what happened. I was going really fast at night. I don't know what happened.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking. I was unconscious.
Boys are crazy.
Well, if you crash snowboarding, you could easily knock yourself out.
Boys,
I couldn't even stand up.
That's so
I couldn't
scary.
Stand up. I had to sit on my snowboard, and when even after I got down and was like relaxing, I still couldn't see.
You definitely got concussion.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. It's funny. This isn't being talked about in soccer, and this isn't being really talked about in football. Although a little bit more so now. But in MMA, 総合格闘技, it's a huge, huge topic.
Yeah.
CTE and brain damage.
Yeah.
And all the fighters are saying like, I'm trying to get rich and I'm getting out. Like, I don't want brain damage.
Yeah.
Like they're just straight up saying it during interviews and stuff. And people have adapted their fighting style to not take hits as much. And
まあそうね、なんかそういうことが分かっててやるのとさ、知らないでやってんのと全然違うよね。
Yeah, and it's a good career move too, because the people that get beat up in the head, they're not as good. Their body looks as good, they move as fast, but their reflexes are a little bit off. It's like, you know who like Melvin Manhoef is, or guys like that, like amazing strikers, they have the best technique in the world.But if anyone touches their chin, they go unconscious. I mean, it's like people's chins get really... Like Overeem is like that. Like Overeem, he's, you know, Strikeforce champion,
right.
K1 Grand Prix champion. Like
Overeem.
Just the most legit striker on the planet. But if anyone touches his chin, he goes to sleep. Seriously.
怖いよね。Like, I've never been knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
don't get knocked out.
Not trying.
Okay. Last Friday, relatively large portions of the internet became inaccessible when Dyn, a major DNS service for companies like Twitter, Reddit, and Amazon, suffered a botnet DDoS cyber attack. The cyber attack recruited large numbers, possibly hundreds of thousands of unsecured,IoT devices like webcams, baby monitors, coffee makers, refrigerators, etc. Last month, the source code for Mirai, essentially botnet coordinating malware, was released to the public. Mirai searches the web for insecure IoT devices and recruits them for use in a DDoS attack where a target website is simply bombarded with requests beyond capacity.
先週金曜日、ツイッター、アマゾン、レディットなど多くの企業が使っている大手 DNS サービス Dyn が DDoS 攻撃を受け、インターネットの多くの領域がアクセス不能になりました。これはネット接続可能でかつセキュリティが甘いウェブカメラ、ベビーモニター、コーヒーメーカー、冷蔵庫などを何十万個と乗っ取って攻撃に使ったとみられています。先月、マルウェアを操作するボットネット、ミライのソースコードが一般に公開されたばかりでした。ミライは攻撃に使えるセキュリティの甘いデバイスを探し、乗っ取った上で標的となるサイトに過剰な負荷をかけアクセス不能にします。DOS 攻撃といえばね、昔は F5 アタックみたいなさ、もっとしょぼい、とにかく F5 を押しまくるみたいなさ、もうちょっとなんか可愛くはないけど、ね、 もっとなんかあの泥臭い感じだったけど、
うん、
規模が全然違うもんね。
I haven't even heard anyone reference an F key in a long time.
そうだね。
I don't think I've even used any of the F keys in years.
私も使ってない。昔はね、いっぱいなんかあったよね、使うよとか。
Yeah.
F key って。そういえば。今もあるのに忘れてた存在を。
I think F12 or something is the full screen command for Chrome. But that's the only one I've ever used.In the last few years.
これ怖いのはさ、あの自分のが乗っ取られてるって分かんないんだよね。パソコンでもなん、ウェブカメラでもなんでも。
Yeah, a lot of these Internet of Things devices are not secure. Because there hasn't really been, they haven't been challenged. And people have sort of been getting away with them. Just, I mean, the way it is right now,There's a company called Songmai, which is responsible for a lot of these devices that were recruited for this, where their products just have a default username and password. Like the username is like admin, the password's like 12345 or some.
Ah, okay.
You know, and people are supposed to change it when they receive the product.
みんな買えないもんね。
And nobody changes it because...
Yeah.
They can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And so what happens is it's so easy to recruit all these devices for these sorts of attacks. So.
あ、そっか。なんか中国のウェブカメラの話？ そうだね。ウェブカメラめっちゃ回収してるって言ってたよね、それで。
Not just webcams. I mean, Mirai can recruit whatever.
なんで Mirai って名前なんだろうね。
I don't know.I don't know.
でもこれ誰でもできるってことじゃ。
Yeah, I mean I can get the software right now if I want to. There's a website called intel.malwaretech.com and on that website you can actually see how many devicesInternet of Things devices can be recruited for DDoS attacks and it's
wow.
like live updating and it's tracking all these things.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So in this attack, I think there was, or wait, yesterday when I checked this website,
yeah,
there was 178,000 devices that had been susceptible within the last 24 hours online.
Wow.
So.
まさか自分のさ冷蔵庫が人のサイトアタックしてると思わないもんねみんな。
Yeah.
わかんないもんねそんなの。
Yeah, I mean there's someone in the world was like trying to access Twitter and they're like what the fuck.
Yeah.
And meanwhile their refrigerator was
involved. It's partly responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the future. This kind of stuff.
そうだね。この間もあのほらどこだっけどっかの会社があの食器洗浄機がネットにつながっててあの洗剤がなくなりそうになると自動でアマゾンに頼んでくれるっていう商品を新しく発表してたけどそれもだからこういうのに使われちゃうもんね。だから食器洗浴機がドスアタック DDoS アタックに参加してるみたいすごいね。
There's gonna be more and more and more of these things
ね。だからこういうネット人がつながってる家電のセキュリティっていうのをもうちょっと考えないといけないんだね。
Yeah, security is so tough right now. It's so tough. It's crazy. I mean, everyone's getting hacked. You know, all these.
Yeah.
I mean, Sony was completely hacked last. Was it last year or year before? But all the time, these major corporations, even internet companies, are being hacked. Yahoo was completely.Well, they say Yahoo was hacked, but I think it turned out that the U.S. government was actually behind that.
Okay.
But we're not really sure yet, because, I mean, they're denying it. But yeah, I got an email saying that my Yahoo was completely hacked, and they took all my shit. So I'm being hacked,
right?
Too. You know, this is, like, affecting all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And this is the future, this virtual...Pretty soon people are going to be hacking you in VR.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And they're using it for political purposes and stuff now, too.
Mm. Mm.
Tsugi. On Tuesday, the Vatican issued guidelines prohibiting Catholics from keeping the cremated ashes of loved ones at home or scattering them in the environment. The Vatican has acknowledged that more Catholics are opting for cremation rather than burial, but cautions against new ideas contrary to the Church's faith. Cardinal Gerard Mueller, the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, elaborated as follows. We come from the earth and we shall return to the earth. In order to avoid any form of pantheistic or naturalistic or nihilistic misunderstanding, the dispersion of ashes in the air, on the ground, on water, or in some other way, as well as the conversion of cremated ashes into commemorative objects, is not allowed.
今週火曜日、バチカンがカトリック教徒向けの新しいガイドラインを発表し、家族などが亡くなった場合、遺灰を手元に置いておいたり、自然の中に散骨することを禁じました。近年、カトリック教徒の中でも土葬の数が減り、火葬が増えてきたことはバチカンも認めていますが、遺灰の扱いについては、教会側の希望を逸脱していることがあると指摘しています。バチカン教理省長官のゲルハルド・ミュラー枢機卿は、以下のように説明しています。私たちは地面から生まれ、地面に帰らなくてはなりません。反神論、自然主義、虚無主義などといった勘違いを避けるためにも、遺灰を風や地面や水に撒いたり、遺灰を取っておくために何か物に作り変えたりすることは禁じます。じゃあどうしたらいいの？お墓を作りなさいってこと？
Yeah, it should be in sacred locations, church-approved locations.
Where you have to pay?
Supposedly. I mean, you have to pay for anything, but yeah, they would prefer that you use their business partners. But they're just saying it needs to be sacred and the bodies need to be underground in boxes. And that's the way to do it.
なんか最近ジーザスのことを考えてんだけどさ、ジーザスって絶対ヒッピーっぽかったじゃん。私の解釈では。
Sure.
なんかジーザスこんなこと言わなそうじゃない？まあ別にいいんじゃないって言ってくれそうじゃない
？What is this 適当Jesus？
巻きなよみたいな。
That you're imagining.
だってなんかさ、ジャッジしちゃダメって言ってたじゃん。でしょ？
Yeah, that's because the judgment comes not from people, but from people that are from, you know, Saint Peter or whatever at the pearly white
right.
gates of heaven.
So
after
so
you're
you
dead.
Just, yeah, so I feel like he would say it's okay, but that's just me.
Well, the Jesus cult of Christianity seems to disagree with that. I was thinking, like, what? Why do they care? Or, like,
I
what
know,
is this?
Right? So, 私もそのタイトル見たときに、この記事の、そんなの、なんで気にすんのって思っちゃった。どうでもいいじゃん。
So, you know, when Jesus comes back to earth and raises the dead, there's like a particular way that's supposed to happen.
あとなんかやっぱりこの、反神論、自然主義、虚無主義、をミスアンダーステンディングで言い切っちゃうところ、
mm.
だからその
パンティズム
結局そのなんていうのもう真理を得ているっていうのが、まあ、もちろん宗教の前提じゃない、
mm.
それがやっぱり私個人的にはなんか不思議な感じがする
I mean I kind of what do youexpect or want to happen? Do you have some request like when you die, take my ashes to the top of, you know, Mount Kilimanjaro and
no
or some crazy
no.
thing like that?
No, I sprayed my cat's ashes into the wind.
Sprayed? Or you mean just,
you know,
released?
Yeah. I don't care. I mean...Maybe not. I don't want to be buried, though. I mean,
but
it's
what
kind
if,
of...
what if being buried is a prerequisite to being resurrected when they acquire your genetic material, and then they do something in a genetic lab with, you know, your corpse and like Facebook, and they bring you back to life or something in 2500.
Yeah.
If you're cremated, it's gone.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, what if we clone Buddha?
Right.
Because we have the tooth of Buddha.
Okay.
We have Buddha's tooth.
I did not know that.
And Buddha is not Buddha because of his circumstances. Then anyone could be fucking Buddha. Buddha was born Buddha, according to Buddhism, right? So right. If we take the genetic material of Buddha's tooth and clone Buddha, that's Buddha. You can't argue that shit.
Yeah.
He's back, right?
Well, he's back, but he's not the same person.
He doesn't have to be the same person to be Buddha.
Yeah, but if he's not the same person, then it's
totally
not
cool with
it's
the reincarnation.
It's not someone that we're expecting him to be.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily resurrection. I mean, if Jesus comes back and he's like, "What are you guys talking about? Like, I'm the new Jesus. Like, I have no idea what the Bible is." Then it's kind of like, isn't it kind of disappointing? Like,
he's in Australia. Australian Jesus.
I don't know, but でも私はお墓いらない派。はっていうかいらない別にあのうんまあだからその残った人がさどうしても作りたいみたいなさ場合はいいと思うんだけど誰でも、
mm-hmm.
あの自分からさ生きてるうちにわざわざそういうリクエストする
つもりはない。But what if it's not for you? Or I mean, what you still want to have like a grave with your ashes, or you don't even want anything?
I don't want that either. Hmm. I mean, I don't care. Hmm. Like, if, let's say, my kids or husband or whatever are like, oh, but like, to remember her, like, we want something, like, material mm-hmm. that we can see, that's totally fine. I'm not against it.
Yeah, well, that's how I think about it, because...
アンチお墓なわけじゃないけど、自分は、あの、欲しいと思わないっていう。
Yeah, but it's not for you, right? It's for your grandkids to go to this thing and like.
Well, honestly,
it's like
honestly,
a morning.
If you talk to my grandparents, it's kind of for them.
What does it do?
I don't know. Like,
if it doesn't, what is like, it?
Like to them, it's something that you definitely need because right. that's the tradition.
Yeah, but it's not for them, right?
I guess in their mind it is. So they pay so much money for this sketchy Buddhism. Like, mm-hmm. I love Buddhism, but not these sketchy people who take so much money to give mm-hmm. you, like, a heaven name, you know? So they got like, a long-ass heaven name because the longer it is, apparently, you get to the higher level in paradise. Mm. So that's what they got.
What kind of names are these?
I don't know.
How do they get so long?
They just, it's like, 一文字追加するごとに何十万円とか。
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
that
doesn't sound
like
it.
So, I mean, if they want it, it's fine. It's their own money. Mm-hmm. You know, they should just do whatever they want. But I don't need that.
What do you think about people who are taking ashes and mixing it in a paint bucket and then painting stuff with people's ashes or... putting their ashes in fireworks or
別にいいよね。なんかあのちょっと嫌だなって思ったのは、猫が死んだ時にその燃やしてくれる業者の人が持ってきたパンフレットに、mm. ものすごいなんか趣味悪いさキーホルダーとか、すっごいダサいなんかこういうなんか置物みたいなで、こう遺灰をこれに入れられますみたいな、ですごい高いのよ謎に。だからそういうのとかはさ、なんかこうすごい商業主義丸出しっていうかさ、今猫、ね、死んだばっかりでこんな趣味悪いキーチェーン売りつけられるみたいなさ、uh-huh. それはなんかちょっと感情的な問題で嫌だなと思ったけど。
We do the same thing with humans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう。
I mean, holy shit.
Yeah.
The way these,
まあでもなんか
you know, these funeral homes operate is terrifying.
なんかでも まあ、それを物にしたりしてずっと身につけたいみたいな人がいれば別にそれはそれでね、なんかバチカンとかにこの枢機卿とかにダメって言われることではない気がするけど、Yeah.
Do you have an urn somewhere?
Urn?
Yeah.
What's that?
An urn is the thing that people put ashes inside of. It's kind of a, decorated. It looks like a vase or something, or a jar.
Oh, right.
It's like a fancy jar that people put ashes.
Do I have it for what? For me?
No. What? Do you have one? Like, does your family have an urn?
Oh.
Because a lot of houses, they do have an urn there. They do have a whole little setup, right?
No, I think my family has like a 普通の日本の仏教のお墓。
Mm.
Yeah. あのうちのお父さんの方のおじいちゃんおばあちゃんは鎌倉のなんかすごい見晴らしいところに入ってるし。
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to get to go out to 鎌倉, you know, for that.
Yeah.
Like, 法事とかさ。
Yeah.
うん、でも自分は別にいいかな。高いしね、お墓って。墓石とかさ。すごい高いし。
Yeah, but it's always weird when you're... That's what people feel weird. You can't be a cheapskate, you know, buying funeral type stuff for someone, because then you feel like it's bad luck and you're a shitty person and all this stuff. Or like, why is money such an object when this person is dead? You know what I mean?
まあね。でもなんかそういう風なジレンマを起こさせないためにも自分はいらないよって自分の子供に言っときたいよね、うん、じゃないとなんか確かにケチったらかわいそうだから高いお墓買ってあげた方がいいかなとかさ、子供がお金をいっぱい使っちゃったりしたらなんか悪いじゃん。
Should do the Buddha thing. Maybe I'll keep a tooth around. Just keep a tooth. I'll go Buddhist. Or you can go Jesus style. People
like in a cave?
Well, there are Christian religious leaders that claim to possess the foreskin of Jesus Christ.
What?
Yeah.
Foreskin?
The foreskin of Jesus. It's like the tooth of Buddha. There's like these relics that are left over.
Why is it foreskin?
There's a huge thing in Catholicism with the saints and the relics and collecting parts of people who are holy and stuff. It's weird.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, I have my dead cat's hair.
Mm. You can clone... You can do the cloning business and they have it
in
up
Korea.
And going in Korea.
I
people go to Korea, get their pets cloned.
I don't think I want to clone my cat. It's just like, it's just one thing that I can kind of physically see that my cat exists.
I don't
want to
clone anything, but I think it'd be cool if my pet was a clone. I'm just like, oh yeah, what? It's a clone. It's like, it's dope.
How?
Because it's like,
dope?
It's so like science fiction sounding, you know?
まあね。まああんまり聞かないもんね。うちの犬クローンなんだみたいな。
Yeah.
はってなるよね。
Yeah, it's cool. I'd put it in my Twitter profile or something.
うちの弟クローンなんだとかね。
Yeah.
すごくねってなるよね、多分。
What was that Schwarzenegger movie where he's a clone and it's like, there's like dots inside the eyelid or something that like give it away?
I don't know.
They engineer like a little marker into the clone so that you know it's not the original thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're actually going to do that.
てか昔クローンの認識間違ってたよね。そう考えると、なんかクローン完全に間違ってたよね。
うん。
確かにそのオリジナルとオリジナルじゃないやつでさ、みたいな。でなんか全く同じ人に育ってみたいなさ。
And clones are always alive at the same time.
そうそうそう。
And we're the same age.
ため。
Yeah.
そう、まあ、完全に、確かにね。
Yeah, it's more of a doppelganger thing at that point.
そうだね。
次。An astronaut lost in space could potentially seed life to other worlds in the universe, according to scientists. Gary King, a microbial biologist at Louisiana State University, suggests that the likelihood of such an event would depend on three primary factors: the corpse's container, the storage environment, and flight time. If the dead astronaut lacks an appropriate container, it is likely when they are eventually pulled in by gravitational forces, any remaining life would probably be eradicated during atmospheric entry. However, if the astronaut corpse is inside a spacecraft, it would likely preserve microbial life until impact. Outside of our solar system, the limiting factor becomes radiation, as the timescales involved are enormous. King explains as follows, when you talk about 1 million plus years with little radiation shielding, then I'd say we're talking about a very limited possibility of microbial survival. But I won't say impossible. If you only need one of the vast number of microbes on the human body to survive the trip.
宇宙飛行士が宇宙で亡くなった場合、遺体についている微生物が宇宙空間のどこかで生き残る可能性が指摘されています。ルイジアナ州立大学の微生物学者ゲリー・キング氏は、その可能性を左右する主な要因として、遺体を入れる容器、容器内の環境、遺体が宇宙空間を進む時間の3つを挙げました。容器に不備がある場合は、どこかで重力に引き寄せられて大気に入る際に、遺体に残っている微生物はすべて死滅します。しかし、遺体が宇宙船の中にある場合は、少なくとも地表に衝突するまでは微生物は生きています。私たちの太陽系の外では、微生物が死滅する原因として放射線も挙げられます。キング氏はこのことについて以下のように説明しています。放射線を浴びた状態で100万年以上経つような場合には、微生物が生き残る可能性はかなり狭まります。しかし、不可能ではありません。人間の体には無数の微生物が存在しており、宇宙を進む間にそのうち一つでも生き残ればいいのですから。そうだよね。だって、その、例えば、じゃあ火星に行きましょうって言って、火星への旅をしている間に誰かが心臓発作かなんかで死んじゃったとして、それをじゃあ持っててもしょうがないから外にポイッとさなんかに入れて、まあ捨てるって言ってあれだけど、まあ脱出させるとしてさ、ピューンって出したらさ、もうそれは何十万年何百万年と進み続ける可能性はあるんだもんね。
Yeah, well, if the astronaut is just in a standard spacesuit, it's most likely that they would simply be incinerated by the atmosphere of any planetary body that they encounter. But if they hit a smaller body that doesn't really have atmosphere, then that wouldn't happen. And, I mean, that would spread a lot of material. More likely, or more interesting, I should say, is if you have a crew inside of a space capsule or some spacecraft, and they're doing interplanetary travel or maybe way far out travel or whatever, they die, something happens. And now you have a spaceship with dead people in it, right? Maybe one dead person. This is going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
And then... over tens of thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, maybe millions of years, that spacecraft is going to end up somewhere. Now, if it goes, if it, most likely it'll just go into a star and it's over. But if it hits a planet, even a million years from now, there may still be microbial life inside that spacecraft. The craft is somewhat shielded from radiation.
Yeah.
and this the environment that you have in space in an abandoned spacecraft is this freeze dry environment, which is great for preserving things and keeping the pace slow, right? Bodies on Earth decompose really fast, but that's just because there's like worms and like other beetles and stuff going on. If it's just microbial, it could be hundreds of thousands of years worth of energy for those microbes to show up somewhere. This could have easily happened already. In fact, this might be why we're here. We don't know.
ね。だってなんか水もさ、他のとこから来たかもとか言わない？
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're still
working on that, I think. Life, or it could be anything, but...
Yeah, there's like mushroom spores, like fungal spores can survive in outer space.
確かにね。
And they're extremely radiation resistant.
ね、全然知らないところから何十万年、何百万年とかで移動してきたものが今地球にある可能性だっていっぱいあるんだもんね。植物なりなんなりわかんないけど、微生物とか。
Yeah, so if you imagine the universe with billions of stars and even more planets, and then some of those start life somewhere, and within, I mean, we got to space exploration from the first airplane ever in what, 50, 60 years?
Hmm.
That didn't take very long, right?
だからその人間由来の微生物が地球からめちゃくちゃ離れたどっかの惑星で繁栄できる可能性があるってことだよね。
Mm. It's just that what makes this a real idea is time. If you fast forward time enough, crazy, super improbable things can happen.
Right.
And it becomes, it's all this chaos dynamic type stuff where you just have to imagine, okay, none of these people have the intention of panspermia via deceased astronauts.
Yeah.
But that may be a real factor.
Hmm.
As weird as that is. And rockets love exploding for no reason, so.
It's like,unintentional contamination.
Yeah, it's what we're so afraid of on Mars.
Yeah.
That's how easy it is to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing last week just slammed into Mars. Did you see that?
What?
The ExoMars lander.
What happened to it?
Remember I was saying it was going to land on Mars?
Oh.
Yeah, that thing just...totally slammed into Mars and just left a 40 meter soot mark.
Oh no.
There's nothing left.
Oh no. Yeah.
But for Mars, it's like, I mean, they say it's the galactic ghoul because everyone fails on Mars. I think, I don't think anyone has succeeded except for the United States. I might be wrong. Russia might have done it once. But...I think all the European missions, the Japan mission, all these, they've all failed. All of them. It's crazy.
それぐらい難しいってことだよね。でも、遠いしね、まず。
It's not that far, but...
It is far.
I mean, what's far? Alpha Centauri is like...
Far.
What, 4 point something light years away? That means so if you travel far. At the speed of light... Yeah, so if a spacecraft was going to spread something to other planets, it would probably have to be, I mean, the closest planets are probably about that distance, you know, 4 or 5 light years away. So it would take tens of thousands of years for anything to get there, probably.
You said Russia, and that reminded me, 新しい核兵器見たロシアの。あれなんか昨日の時点で日本で全然ニュースになってなかったんだけど今日はなってたかな広島の2倍
No, 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 no.
何倍
No, way more. Way
really?
More. No, the Satan 2 nuclear bomb could completely incinerate all of France in a single instant. No problem.
Yeah. I thought I
Hiroshima
saw like...
Is like Hiroshima is nothing compared to that.
なんだっけあとテキサスがなくなっちゃうみたいな書いてあったね
Yeah, but think about how small Hiroshima is compared to Texas. I mean, Texas is like Japan size. Bigger. Texas is huge.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I can't quite assemble the shapes in my head to compare the surface area. But yeah, that new bomb that Russia is...showing off is pretty ridiculous.
しかも名前が名前だよね。
It's an appropriate name, Satan.
Yeah. ストレートすぎるよね。
Yeah, seriously.
自分で作って自分でその名前つけるって結構すごいよ。
Yeah, people are nervous. There's really stuff going on between... Did you see... what was it? Was it NATO? Not NATO. I can't remember the name of the friggin' organization, but they're recruiting military from all over the world to pile up on the Russian border. I mean, it's getting real. And Biden's comments suggesting that they were going to retaliate against Russia.
Right.
Hillary Clinton's comments suggesting that they were going to treat cyber attacks the same as real warfare.
Yeah. ね、だからそのこのタイミングでロシアがこの新しい核兵器を見せつけてくるっていうこの流れね。
この一連、mm-hmm. well, Putin, 一連の流れ。Putin seems super reasonable through all of this. I mean, what are we comparing him to in the U.S.? But it seems like something is boiling up, and I think it's important for us to figure out how to relieve the pressure on this thing before we have another Cold War situation going on.
Yeah, everyone should just chill out, drink some vodka.
Don't drink
shake
too much
hands,
vodka.
Shake hands, sing together.
I think Russia's relatively chill. This
party.
All this seems to be coming from the United States, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I'm American, so it's weird for me to say that, but the U.S. government is just gone completely bananas. I mean, the
stuff
they're saying.
Well, that's what the entire world knows by now. Thank
well,
you.
Yeah. but way more so than before. And it's not just Trump. I mean, people think that the United States is crazy because of Trump. But he's not there for no reason.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 先週ね、あのすごい熱くアメリカの大統領選について語った。語ったし、他にもあと2つ話もあったんだよね。
Yeah, the Kuroshimensis.
あ、そうだ、Kuroshimensis。新しく見つかった植物ね、あの、光合成しない、すごい世界でも珍しい特徴を持ってるっていうやつと、もう1個何の話したんだっけ？
なんだっけ？
そのアメリカの大統領選の話と、あと、何だった？
Oh, the placebo.
Ah, so か placebo って分かっててもプラシーボ効果が、効果っていうか効果があるっていう薬のね話をして、すごいいい感じに楽しかったんだよね。それであの普通にアップロードして、私はもうじゃあ帰るわっつって帰って自分の駅に着いたところでマイケルから電話かかってきて、あのみんなが後半入ってないって言ってるみたいな。Twitter で聞けないって言ってるっつって。
Is that the first time we've lost something like that and uploaded it without
そうだね、
like、
これは初めてかもね、このアクシデントは。しかもあの
も
トイレトイレ出ていいようで終わっちゃってたっていう、
出れなくなって
ね。しかも最初その後ブランクの音源がずっと入っちゃってたから、みんないつトイレから帰ってくるかと思って待っててくれたみたいで、
すみません、
あの爆笑問題の太田さんも待ってくれてたって言ってた。申し訳ない、あの待っても帰ってこなかった。今週はちゃんとトイレから出てきて、マイケルも生きてるよね。
yeah, I'll never go again.
膀胱炎になっちゃう、そう、あれはショックだったね。結構半分だもんね、
well,
半分以下か、なんか3分の1くらいになっちゃった、まあそういう時もあるか。だから結構へこんでたんだけど、みんながすごい優しい声をかけてくれたから、そういう時もあるよみたいな。
Yeah.
ちょっと立ち直った。
I mean, we still had a great conversation, just the two of us. Sorry, no one else.
そうだね。
Knows what we said, but
そうだね。お蔵入りというかもう。
Sometimes we can just
talk. 幻。オフレコってことになっちゃったけど。Mm. そうだね。あとあの私インスタグラムでさ、あの誕生日の写真載せたら、めっちゃみんながすごい優しいコメントしてくれた。優しいねみんな。
Yeah.
ありがたい本当に。
How does it feel? Does it feel different? Did anything stop working?
No, I still feel ピチピチ。
Yeah.
ピチピチだけどちょっと腰が痛い最近。
Huh. You have to be careful.
I know.なんか神経が、なんか中身がちょっと
中身、
腰をなんか反っちゃう癖があるんだよね。だからその、なんていうの、しわ寄せが今やってきてる感じがする。でもそれ以外はピチピチ。
Just do some core exercises.
ね、頑張ります。 今回はちゃんと撮れてるかな。まだわかんないんだよね。
We're still nervous.
録音してる状態だと。We're still nervous.
This computer is 2011年の
古いんだよね。
なんで。It's being replaced as soon as that new one they announced is
available. お願いします。そう、これわかんないんだよね。だって普通に録音できてるように見せかけてたんでしょ。
Mm-hmm.
パソコンは。
Remember we found someone on the internet that had like the exact same.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
他のポッドキャスター。
そうだ。たまにあるみたいね、この問題が。まあまあ、今週はちゃんと途中で切れてないことを祈りつつ。
Yeah, and I'm not going to the bathroom, so.
そうだね。All right.
Oh, one thing I wanted to mention, totally random, but it's too cool not to mention. You know there's a hexagon on top of Saturn?
Yeah, yeah.
謎の hexagon.
Mm.
So they found that the hexagon has turned gold colored.
Huh?
It used to be blue, now it's gold.
どうしたの?
We don't know.
何それ?
But it changed color.
見たい。
It's kind of weird.
写真あるの?
Mm-hmm.There's pictures of it.
あれ、ヘクサゴンって how many?
Hex, six.
Six, 六角形か。土星だよね、サルンだよね。そう、結構あれ前に写真載せたらみんなすごいびっくりしてたよね、やっぱり。あんまり見ないもんね。
But now it's gold.
土星の六角形。なんで金色になったんだろうね。おしゃれだからかな。
It's trying to communicate something.
見なきゃ。
Yeah.
Alright, 文字起こしのテキスト、Android とiPhone と Mac で購入できます。アプリを通して購入できますので試してみてください。最初の1話から3話目までは無料で月額240円で読み放題やっています。もう激安。
There should be an update for that soon. I'm doing some server shenanigans, so if something doesn't work, let me know.
Cool. そうだね、新しい機能も追加してるので、
mm-hmm. Should be fun.
そうだね。あと Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やっていますのでぜひフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
なんかそうだね、あとサイトもうすぐできるよね。
Yes.
はい、
yes.
終わりかな。
Yep.
終わり。
See if it worked.
Bye.
Bye.